Area 51.
That's the dog listening to the Victrola.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Remember those two dogs used to watch TV, RCA? Those giant fucking tube TVs? And it'd be like two Dalmatians or whatever
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
A baby and a mama.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Remember the dude in the recliner from Maxell?
Yeah. Getting blown away.
When his tie's blown away.
Yeah. Okay. Love that shit, bro. Anything nostalgic, I love. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
I'm Jordy.
I'm Clayton.
This is the Props Cast.
Welcome home.
Oh, we mixed it up there. That's good.
I liked it. I was on my toes there. God, I didn't know what to do.
Man, that new mixer, man. Looks like
we got a new mixer and we're testing it out. It's the Rodecaster Pro. And Torben, if you're listening, you'll be so excited. He's the one that that told me about it.
I watched
a dozen videos and I was like, yeah, I'm sold.
Why did he tell you about it?
Because he was looking at it and he was like, it looks so cool. It would be perfect for your podcast.
Oh, for like his like homemade techno kind of thing?
Yeah.
I just assumed that
for
he
his
did
discotheque.
That. No, I get it. His dad was in Kraftwerk.
Yeah, that's right.
That's cool.
Do you want to play one of the sound effects? It comes preloaded with some sound effects.
Yeah, of course. Fuck. Does the Pope shit in the woods? Oh my God. Is that real life, dude? What else? Clayton, I feel like.
I know,
God.
We're like a morning radio zoo crew now.
That is so funny.
Some of them are kind of lame. And they go on.
Did you hear the one guy? The one like the later guy who's in the back and he just goes. So good.
Okay. Do you want to play with those a little bit more? Or do you want to move
Maybe
on?
Like after we're recording.
Okay.
So people don't just have to listen to that.
Anyway, we'll put our own. Those ones came with the mixer. We'll make our own ones.
We need to like figure out a bit to use the laugh tracks or something.
I don't think we need to use them.
Oh, man. It's just fun to have at your disposal, isn't it?
Oh, look, Kramer's coming in.
This has changed my life.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's so hack.
Is it, though?
I think it is.
It's still fun for us.
There's one more I want to use, but I'm going to use later when we introduce the topic. But okay. First, before that,
mm-hmm.
Jordy,
yeah,
seen anything lately?
Well, I've watched a lot of stuff.
Me too.
But I feel like one we should talk about, Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Season 3.
Yeah, because we were talking about it earlier.
And we said we should talk about it on the podcast.
I haven't finished it. You've watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
And what we were talking about, and then we were like, save it for the podcast, just like that meme, was that they do nostalgia really well. That's the one.
Really well.
That's the one thing I think that has going for it.
They really capture, I was alive in the 80s. In fact, I was not that age, but close to, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, so are you, but you've
season,
maybe missed it a bit
season
more.
Three is set in 1984.
Yeah.
Because it's 1 year later and
Back to the Future's in the theater.
Yeah, they go to see Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead.
And they go to see Back to the Future.
Back to the Future is in, well, it's like in the movie posters in the cinema.
Right, but spoiler alert.
Oh, they go back.
It's not like a spoiler, but they do go, don't they? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
Can't even remember. Guy.
Guy, I know I watched it, but I watched it.
Was this pre-head bonk or post?
This was like day two of post-head bonk recovery. And when I'm watching it, I'm like, this can't be good for my concussion. Because it's
like, wait, they're watching a movie in the TV show?
Well, it's just so stimulating.
You in AOA, right?
All the stuff, right?
Yeah.
So,
spoiler alert for everybody, there's another monster in Hawkins, Indiana.
And spoiler
like,
alert.
Holy shit.
Okay, here's the problem with
it. Okay, here's my question.
Yeah.
That I couldn't remember. Season one and season two, was it just our core group of characters that were aware of what's going on? Or did the whole town, was it like a Ghostbusters thing where like the whole town knows, oh, there's a Demogorgon?
Well, I don't think they really address that properly.
Because sort of. It's like, Wouldn't that town kind of like, wouldn't a lot of people
you'd think, fuck but that's off the problem with Stranger Things, man, is that, is anybody really aware of anything in that show? Okay, in season two, when the kid, I can't remember his goddamn name right now, the kid with the braces or with the
Dustin.
Teeth. Dustin. Dusty bun.
Dustian.
In the second one, second season, when he finds the little monster.
Oh, I know. We've talked about this.
How did he not know that, that
it's I know. A it's Demogorgon like it looks monster? Exactly the same.
So what happened
there? Okay, and here's my thing for season two and especially season three.
Yeah.
Joyce shows up and she's like,
Joyce.
Winona Ryder. Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
She's like, is it Hopper or Hooper?
Hopper.
Hopper. Like yeah. Like a hopper.
Like a grasshopper.
Yeah. Okay. She's like, Hopper, the magnets aren't working. And he's like, you're crazy. It's like, at this point.
You'd think.
Do you think that anytime anything goes weird, everyone would be like, high alert, fucking DEFCON 1, lock and load.
Yeah.
They've invested in some shotguns.
Dude, yes.
They've enlisted the help of the scientist.
But here's the problem with Stranger Things, and here's a problem with a lot of TV shows.
Tropes.
I don't think they talked. They probably sold it like they had a big old plan and a big arc for 3-4 seasons. However.
No, they didn't.
Well, okay.
Season one was supposed to be a one-off. The yeah. Duffer brothers said that. And they're like, we didn't even consider it.
Yeah. So there you go. So they didn't have it.
Yeah. And prepared. Then they're under and the clock.
Under the gun.
Because they got the kids, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
The kids are like.
Did way, I tell you the story?
Way different.
Did I tell you the story about how when I went to watch season three as to what happened?
No.
Oh, okay. So.
Nope.
I hit my head, as you know.
As you know.
So I hit my head then real hard. So I'm recovering and I'm like, Jesus, should I watch Stranger Things? It's probably very stimulating for my brain piece.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it anyway.
Your brain piece?
So I turn it on. Piece? I'm like, okay, Netflix, let's do this. Play Stranger Things season three. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm watching it and I'm watching the opening thing and it's like, God, these kids, like, do they age at all? They look the same. And then I look in the first episode and it says like the disappearance of fucking, what was his name again?
Will Byers.
The disappearance.
I almost did the same thing.
And I'm like, dude, he goes to missing again? I'm so concussed. I don't know what's happening. And then I'm like, oh, wait, this is season one.
Like, God, this is like a shot-for-shot remake.
Yeah, I'm just like, God, can they think of anything different?
I know. I started watching it earlier today, and I almost did the same thing.
Will Byers. Yeah.
Well, disappeared
that poor kid
again.
In the third season, that poor kid, like, he just has to be there. He has no use. There's no use for him.
Oh, he's pretty pissed off about it, too.
In real life.
No, or in the show. His character.
Well, I bet he is in real life.
He's like, oh, you got a girlfriend. You got a girlfriend. You got a girlfriend. Everyone's got a job to do.
And he just gets the willies in the back of his neck.
Yeah.
He gets like the canary. Yeah. Dude. But the show is good. They do a really good job.
Yeah, production value is really good.
Whoever does that show, production design.
CGI is really good too.
Fucking DP, all of it. Mm, yeah. Really good.
Top really notch. Well, really well shot.
And just the costumes and they do the mall, like that mall.
Has the mall, you know what? Okay, that when they introduce them going to the mall, it's like the first thing in the series, in the season. I actually got nostalgic for the mall.
I was like,
God damn, I forgot what a big thing
the mall was,
especially in a small town, right?
Dude. Tell me about it.
Like in Burnaby, we had multiple malls, but like you, when you go to the mall, it's like everyone's there. Everyone's there. That's where you go.
Dude.
Arcades.
Do you remember Cookies by George?
No.
By chance?
No, I don't.
There was this fucking 80s food court store. God, it was good. All they sold was Cookies by George.
We had muffins.
Oh, yeah. I remember muffins.
I don't know if that's still around anymore.
Well, it lasted so long. I remember there was one in fucking... Oh, I remember it, though. And they only had them here because I remember coming out here.
They didn't have them in Alberta?
No, I don't think so. No, not a big muffin. Not a big muffin. Down. Okay, so Stranger Things.
Okay, we don't have to talk about it anymore.
It was good, though. I'm not going to say
I'm going to finish it. I like season three is better than season two.
And just so you know,
yeah,
at the very end of the show, yeah. I'm not going to spoil it. However,
I was hoping you would.
You have a really big treat waiting for you. Anyone who hasn't seen it and is a 80s or 90s person, you will be
Does Alf
pleasantly
show up?
Surprised. No,
Gordon
but
Shumway, Gordon, as I learned in the
Gordon
two
Shumway
episodes ago,
from Mel Mac does not show up.
He's like,
but
hey. I can't do it. I don't remember what Alf sounds
hey, Brian.
Like. Alf,
he always
you
wanted to
can't
eat the cat.
Eat the cat.
He always wanted to eat that cat.
Do you remember what Alf stood for?
Alien life form?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just guessed that.
Stupid, right?
Kind of dumb.
But hey, great segue.
Great segue.
Great segue.
Yes.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Our topic today is, let me get my sound effect ready.
Okay.
Oh shit, which one is it?
I don't know. You tell me.
Area 51.
Dude, so good, Clayton. You really
I didn't
came
that
through
came
that.
With the thing. I was like, I'm keeping that one.
You know what would be hilarious though? As if these sound effects didn't record.
Oh yeah.
That would be hilarious.
And there's just silence when people listen.
People are like,
and
what
we're,
the
just
fuck
like
are they doing?
Area 51. Whoa. Good one.
Oh man.
Okay, no, but seriously, Area 51.
I just got scared.
I'm going to play that every time I say...
Okay, but is it about Area 51? Like,
well, it's... Because it's...
Period?
No, well, kind of. I got some facts about it or some theories about it.
But it's mostly
I wanted
about
to
this
talk
new
about
thing.
The raid
yeah.
on Facebook, which I'm sure everyone is aware about.
I don't know if everyone is aware about it.
Well, neither of you... Neither of us are on Facebook.
No.
I'm
but
so,
I know
I'm
of
sort of
happening.
On Facebook. I don't use it, though. But,
what do you mean? I thought you weren't on Facebook.
I have a page out there still, apparently. I thought it was deactivated, but it's up.
Still. You're on Instagram, though.
I'm
still,
on Instagram.
Right?
It's two different things, Jordy.
Fuck, is it fucking crazy night tonight?
Probably.
Fucking ambulance.
Thursday night, full moon. I don't know if it's a full moon.
Oh, I like smell his burritos. Anyway.
So, yeah, someone... Oh, man, it is crazy night tonight. Somebody posted a Facebook thing. The long story is it's a raid... of Area 51 in the Nevada desert to see yeah. them aliens.
Yeah. So this wasn't it a guy
yeah.
who went on Facebook.
He started an event.
An event called if Raid Area 51, they can't stop us all.
Correct.
That's what it's called,
yeah.
right? And apparently this guy was joking. Fuck, I hate when people do dumb things like that. I really do. I really hate it. When they're like, they say racist stuff or inappropriate things that are, you know, provocative in like a really bad way.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, no, but I was joking. It was a joke. Doesn't that bug you?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a fucking cop out. I feel like this guy got in way over his head and was like, oh, I was kidding. And it's like, dude, you weren't kidding.
Was he kidding though? He might have been kidding.
Dude, doesn't matter. You can't just say dumb things and not have any
like invading a live fire area. Like so Area 51. If you don't know, and you must know because it's so heavy in pop culture now, it's
yeah.
an Air Force. It's a real Air Force base in Nevada. It's the Nellis Air Force Base, and it's also a test and training range for the Air Force. So they drop bombs and stuff there, like
yeah.
for real. It's huge. It's a huge chunk of land.
Mm-hmm.
But they fly planes and they train on how to drop bombs and stuff. So it's like,
right.
it's not somewhere that you should be if you're not a test pilot.
I mean, if there wasn't so much carnage going on right now, I would make a joke about all those people being there and possibly a bomb dropping on them.
Well, that's what the Air Force is saying. Like, please don't come here because it's dangerous.
We'll bomb you.
Well, not even that. Like, It's dangerous. It's like there's probably minefields and stuff in there.
And even if you went in there and found an alien, what would you do?
You'd never get out of there.
We do realize though that technically, as of right now, aliens are technically something that we've created, humans. It's a fantasy as of right now.
Yeah.
Because there's no real proof of it. So technically it's something that we've created in our own heads. There's
yeah,
no
enough.
Real reason to ever believe it. Ever.
Fair enough. But maybe there is.
Well, I'm not saying
hiding
that it's completely out of the question.
Area 51. No, I know what you're
but
saying.
I'm
though.
Just saying, like, you know, Unsolved mysteries, man.
I wrote down all these notes, but when I put my face up to the microphone, I can't read my notebook.
Just go to the side. Do this. Do a Newfie fucking side mouth.
Like this.
I know you can.
Yeah, I can. Sure can. So here's a little area. So Area 51.
Yeah.
Is what they nicknamed it. The real. Some of the other nicknames are Paradise Ranch.
What's the real name?
It's the Nellis Air Force Base, but I already said that.
Oh, the Nellis Air Force Base.
Paradise Ranch is what they called it when they first opened to get people to go work there. They're trying to make it sound nice.
Paradise Ranch?
Because it's just a salt flat in the middle of Nevada.
Wow.
Yeah. So they
would go work there.
When they first opened it, the idea was to begin building and testing the U-2 spy plane in 1955.
Okay.
You know the U-2 spy plane?
No.
It's the basis of the band's name, U-2.
Interesting. I was just going to say that. Does it have anything to do with Bono?
Yeah, because one famously crashed during the Cold War.
Oh, okay. Where?
In Russia, I think.
Spying?
It was a big commotion.
So it was spying and it fucking went down.
Yeah, buds. They also tested the A-12 Lockheed, which is what the X-Men plane is based on. If you're a comic book nerd out there.
I think I did a scene one time.
A lot of the early MiG jet fighters were tested there. And the F-117 bomber, which you would know if you saw it. It's like one of the first flying wing, you know, like the triangular.
Yeah.
So a lot of these.
Stealth.
Yeah. So the idea is like a lot of these airplanes that were being tested because they're all supersonic and they're spy planes. And they go, like the U-2 was designed to go 20,000 feet higher than the highest plane could fly.
Mm.
So it flew so high that you would not be able to hear it. That was the goal, right?
That was the technology. That was the spy technology that they were trying to achieve.
And the F-117, I'm not really a plane guy, but I did a little research. The F-117 was one of the first like stealth because of its shape. Remember when the B-2 bomber came out?
Yeah.
When we were kids, and it was like a big, everyone was obsessed with it. This was like the predecessor of that.
Oh, okay.
And that triangular shape blocked a sonar and radar so that you could fly.
Yeah, everybody wanted to be in that stealth bomber.
Oh, dude,
it was like the shit.
Yeah. I went to an Abbotsford air show about 10 years ago, and they had two of them. And you can go look at them.
You can fly it.
Yeah, you can just get in there. You can be like,
that's nuts.
Take it for a spin, kid.
That's right on.
Yeah. Yeah, both of them crashed.
I feel like there's another war coming out soon, because like they're re-releasing Top Gun and shit. They're trying to get people into the war.
Oh yeah, they're recruiting the only way they know how.
Yeah, dude.
Did you see the trailer for the new Top Gun?
Yeah, and
what is it about?
I don't know what to think, man. He's like, the original was like
you're old news, yeah. Tom Cruise.
Dude, what are you?
And then it's just shots of him flying. I'm like, well, what?
Maverick, why are you? What does he say to him? He's like, "Why aren't you a captain, fucking by now?" Or five stripe, fucking Purple Heart colonel. And he's like, oh, "I don't know. Why would I?" Or something. God, I don't.
Whatever.
Dude, there's so many reboots coming out. Anyways, go on.
New ideas.
None.
No new ideas.
That's it.
Yeah, 1974, Skylab, which was predates the International Space Station, they photoed Area 51 by accident because they were taking photos of the Earth.
And what'd they see?
The film was taken away and put in a secret vault. The CIA took the film away.
So what do you think was there? Fucking Alf?
Mm-hmm. Alf.
Alf Pogs.
And next year's Macy Day Thanksgiving parade floats.
Yeah, exactly, dude. They're testing them out. Snoopy.
The next big Woody Woodpecker balloon. They're like, no one can see that.
Dude. That's great.
Yeah. I know. This stuff's all boring, but yeah.
Well,
it's all UFO conspiracies. They think that the Roswell UFO crash, all the flying saucers are still there.
Yeah.
And the aliens are on ice.
However,
that's the theory.
None of it's been proven. So as of right now, it's all created. We created aliens in our heads.
Believe in aliens?
As of right now, I do.
That's the last thing I need to say because you're going to talk for the next 40 minutes.
I am?
Yeah.
About aliens?
Yeah. I'm turning off my mic.
Dude, no, Clayton, don't leave me. No. Come on. I'm not going to talk for 40 minutes.
Like, I just want to know. I want to know what you think.
Do I believe in aliens? Yeah. I believe that there's a possibility that mm-hmm. they exist. Do I believe that they exist? No. Do I think that the world is a single? I mean, I don't know, man. If it is, the universe is as big as it is, we say it is, then sure. Mm-hmm. But have any ever been to Earth? No.
Yeah.
Have anybody ever seen one? No. Has anyone ever been sucked?
I seen one.
No, I fucking seen one. It was big.
I was taking the two-holer over and getting the propane filled, and I seen them aliens.
And they sucked Johnny. Me up on a tractor beam.
And then I tell a guy to take a veggie burrito to set.
How does this come back to fucking Teamsters every time, dude?
You gotta throw it in there.
No, I don't. I don't
believe it. Okay, here, I got a fact.
Because, again,
okay,
we have ahead. No video evidence of it. We have no...
Well,
what, the Phoenix Lights?
What's the Phoenix Lights?
You never heard of the Phoenix Lights?
No, I've never seen them.
You never seen them? Well, in Phoenix in like 2002,
yeah,
they were, you know, being Phoenicians in Phoenix and fucking... Mm-hmm. And they looked up into the sky and there was a huge sort of alien shaped lights thing that they saw for a minute and a lot of people, there is video of it.
Yeah.
Sure. It's a little weird. Is there any kind of hard proof though?
No.
So
I mean, I know there'll be people that argue that, but I agree with you. There's no definitive hard proof.
Is there definitive hard proof of craters, of asteroids hitting the Earth?
Yeah.
Yes. So do we ever say, do you believe in asteroids?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's because like, we've no, seen because them. People have and there's seen fucking them fall, huge things.
And we found yeah. the yeah meteorites.
Do you believe in volcanoes, Clayton?
No.
Do you believe in mountains?
No.
Do you believe in lakes?
Lie.
Do you believe in sharks?
Wait, did you say lakes or snakes?
I said lake.
Because I don't believe in either of them.
Like Lake Ontario.
Like Snake Ontario.
But do you believe in snakes?
Here's a little factoid I dug up. In 2017.
Oh, wow. Just a couple years back.
There were 1,101 UFO sightings in Canada.
Yeah, all fake. Sure. All stupid
That's
people.
That's three per day, roughly. No, some of them were from pilots and police officers. BC was the third highest province. 8% of them are unexplained. So the bulk of them were
okay.
This is a this and this is a that.
So there's no
8%
body cam footage, CCTV footage.
Yeah, CCTV of the sky.
Yeah. Maybe a camera got turned upside down.
It happens.
Dude. Until I see some shit, then I don't, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Come on. Well, I mean, police officers are usually high on PCP, number one.
Jesus.
I love that the last episode, I was listening to it, and there's this part when you're like, we're talking about Due South. And
yeah.
you're like, it was such a fucking Clayton moment. Because you were like, and he's wearing his Mountie uniform. Which is actually incorrect.
Well, it's one of my pet peeves, because those are just ceremonial uniforms.
I know, but how could you recognize? They would be, if he was just a regular cop, it would just be another stupid.
I know. Cop. Well, I know. I get the idea.
God,
but I'm just
so
like,
fun.
Why would he wear that, especially in the States?
It was so funny. Anyways,
I never watched.
Have
that
you ever
show.
Seen Fire in the Sky?
Okay, I wrote down some alien movies, and I remembered that one. That was the last one I wrote down. Okay. I haven't seen it
okay.
because when it came out, I was too scared.
Yeah, and let me tell you right now, I haven't seen it in probably 23 years. But
when did that come out? 90s?
Yeah, dude.
Late 80s, maybe.
I'm gonna say 92, okay. 93, maybe.
Yeah,
dude. That movie is one of the scariest fucking movies I have ever seen. If aliens are in fact real, good God Christ, Jesus sandwich, I hope they're not like that.
Okay.
Holy shit.
I kind of want to watch it now.
Dude, it's at the time, I remember watching it and just being like, okay, great. I'm going to be not sleeping for the next 6 months.
Should I watch it tonight?
Can you find it on somewhere?
I don't know. Maybe. I'll
it look might for be it. On Apple. Maybe.
Maybe.
D.B. Sweeney is that guy's name, I think. Lead actor in it. I think.
I thought when you said D.B. Sweeney, I thought that was like you were like making up a like a like maybe D.B. Sweeney.
Nope.
Fuck. Okay. I'm losing it.
No. D.B. Sweeney was the guy who was the lead actor in it. Pretty sure it's that's his name.
I remember when it came out and I was already. I wonder if it came out at the same time as X-Files because I know I was already interested in.
It was in the ballpark.
Aliens and UFOs and stuff. And I really wanted to see it, but it was like. Too scary,
dude. It's terrifying, man. Like they, oh, dude, just the way they made it. I mean, I don't know if it holds up.
It's based on a true account, isn't it? Or it's based on someone's account of.
It's based on a guy's story.
Yeah.
Watch this. I'm gonna get abducted by those same aliens tonight. From that show. They're so hardcore,
and they're gonna make you watch the movie first.
They stick a needle in his eyeball.
Oh yeah, I remember that in the trailer.
And they like he's like oh, it's fucked. It's fucked. That's all I can say.
Have you heard? I was watching this when you buzzed me. The Bob Lazar documentary on Netflix.
Bob Lazar.
In 1989, he came forward and claimed that he worked at Area 51 in Sector 4.
Oh.
Back in reverse engineering UFOs for the government. And so they made a documentary about him. I think they made it this year.
And he says that he reverse engineered them.
That was his job.
So what did he? What does he know? Can he build this reverse backwards? Go again?
I love how because I'm not even that. I'm kind of skeptical. You're so skeptical.
Of course I am. Like,
aggressively skeptical.
I'm like giving you the gears. About yeah. It.
I'm just telling you that there's a documentary.
Clayton, where were you on fucking December 7th, 1942?
Well. What is that supposed to, what's
I don't know. Was Roswell? There something that happened? Maybe there know. That was like when the Second World War was on.
Yeah. 42? Yeah.
Yeah, dude. No, but where were you that night?
Seriously, dude. I cannot recall.
God. Didn't you say today that you thought you were going to live till 90?
Yeah. I know. And you're like, dude, come on.
You might. You might.
Maybe. As a head in a jar.
Ooh.
Like Futurama.
Dude, that would be cool.
There's another show about aliens.
That's more believable than these fucking stories.
Okay. Clearly, you don't believe in aliens, cover-ups, UFOs.
I don't want... I'm not completely saying that it's impossible. I'm just saying it's a tough sell right now.
Implausible.
I don't think it's implausible.
You don't think it's implausible?
I think it's plausible. I think it's plausible, and
it's impossible, but not implausible.
Yeah, exactly. I think that if it was to happen, why would we cover it up? You know what I mean? Why would the government want it to be so secretive? And how could they do that? It's the same.
Well, yeah, I know. It's the same thing as we talked about the moon landing. And flat earth.
I just re-listened to that episode.
Oh, by the way, if you're on Instagram, check out, what is it? Hang on, let me find it. I'll cut this dead zone out.
Will you, though?
Yeah, if you're on Instagram, check out Pamplemousse Theorem. It's these... There's only 20 followers, including myself, and it's just a... It's the theorem that the earth is a half of a grapefruit.
Dude.
God's grapefruit.
It could be, man.
It's really funny, and they just started, so go follow them because it's pretty funny.
Shout out.
But yeah, you don't.
Well, why would you? Let's talk about how the hysteria gets people.
Okay.
Right? How many people said they were going to do this storm the Area 51?
Two million. 2 million. Over 2 million now.
Okay, so let's say they all show up.
It's a lot of people.
Let's just say even 100,000.
Logistically, that many people probably cannot make it to Nevada all at once.
2 million? No.
No.
Maybe, though.
Really?
Nevada's pretty wide open.
But no, but I mean like getting roads there from across the country.
That would be a lot. That'd be the most. What is the largest gathering of people in the history of the planet?
Woodstock?
That's what you would think.
It's probably, no, maybe Live Aid.
That seemed, or was it Edgefest?
Pretty good.
Was it Edgefest 2001? Was it Lilith Fair?
No, I don't know. Dude, that's a true, really good question.
It could have been Lilith Fair, though.
So the largest congregation of people.
Yeah. What is it?
Fuck, why don't
you Google it real quick while I talk about Lilith Fair? Okay.
Or Woodstock 94.
Oh man, what was the one where it went really bad? Was that 94 or was that 99?
I think that was the original one.
No, well, remember the one in the 90s, people were getting like real hurt.
Oh, really?
Like that? Yeah. Dude, there was like some assaults.
Ooh.
Sexually. It was not good. Not good at all. And it was all cuz of Limp Bizkit. That wasn't 94. Limp Bizkit wasn't even out until That's like this thing with this whole goddamn... Okay, for all you kids out there who are listening to Lil Nas and Old Time Road.
Lil Nas.
Yeah, Lil Nas X or whatever. That song's been done, okay? Everybody, ever heard of Kid Rock? Ever heard of Uncle Cracker? It was shit music then, and it's shit music now. Country rap sucks. Always. Always has. Always will. There's no... You can't cross those two genres. You know why? Because country sucks. That's the reason.
The largest, according to Wikipedia, the largest historic peaceful gathering of peoples, because I guess a war would be considered a gathering of people. I don't really know how to pronounce this, so I'm going to butcher it. It's Kumbh Mela in India. 60 to 80 million people.
What?
That was April.
Doing what?
2010. Oh, let me. It's a...
God,
it's a
damn
Hindu pilgrimage.
Wow. Of course it was India, man. Those people know how to get together.
It's a mass pilgrimage of faith in which Hindus gather to bathe in the sacred or holy river.
So 60 million people showed up?
Yeah, and then 30 million in 2013. Yikes. Same
festival.
Different place in India, but it's also in India. And then there's the next four are in Iraq. Same kind of thing.
Iraq?
Yeah.
Like post-war Iraq?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Pilgrimage.
Man, sure.
That's cool. I had no idea. I mean, like... 60 million people.
Could you imagine?
How many people are in Canada?
34 million? 34 million, not 34. For all you American listeners out there, don't fucking make fun of us about that. But there's only 34 people here.
Yeah, no, you're right. 36.7.
36.7 million.
In Canada. That's 2 years ago.
Yeah. We're getting there, man.
We're getting there.
And we're the second biggest country in the world.
We cracked 37 last year.
Don't even worry about us.
Congratulations, man. Canada.
Don't even worry about us.
We're doing fine up here. We're doing fine.
Ever been to South Canada? It's where we live.
South Canada.
Southern.
Okay. Movies about aliens.
Where do you start?
I thought of this. I was like, the most famous movie about Area 51... Independence Day. They go there.
They do go there.
That's how they save the day.
To get the virus.
Yeah.
To sneeze. What was it again?
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum
makes a computer virus.
Will Smith.
And Will Smith pilots the Roswell.
To get it in the
UFO
ship.
To get it in the mothership.
To get it up there.
Yeah.
Dude, because again, sneaking on the ships.
Remember how cool that movie was when... it first came out?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
I did. Any movie that had Bill Pullman as president...
the president?
...was always a good movie.
He makes that speech.
Oh, dude, Bill Pullman is like... he could be prime minister of Canada.
Yeah.
Although Trudeau is just like a real kind of... sort of light version of him. Oh, boy.
Bill Pullman, Lone Star.
Dude.
Spaceballs.
Dude, coolest dude in the planet. Spaceballs.
Yeah.
alien movie.
I mean, he's kind of like the same character.
There's so many, though. Have you ever seen Paul, that movie Paul?
I never watched it, which is weird because I love Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
Yeah, it's about Area 51, too, I believe.
And Seth Rogen's the voice of the alien, right?
Yeah, it's okay.
Why is Seth Rogen the voice of things? Like, he's just, you know, like...
Dude, I'm going to have to...
Why don't they just get the original Apple voice modulator to do the voice?
I thought you were going to say the Apple guy, Justin Long.
Yeah, you're what happened to him?
You're like, why Seth Rogen? Why not Justin Long?
Yeah.
Like, what did he ever do wrong to anybody? Dude, all I'm going to say, though, Seth Rogen in The Lion King stole the show.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Was it his voice or was it the animation of the warthog?
Well, here's the thing. His voice fits Pumbaa so well. Okay. So well. All
right, I'll give you that.
Like, you can't go wrong with it. I know what you mean. Like, his laugh sometimes is like, holy Christ. But The Lion King, it was one of the better parts of that movie.
People love him.
People love Seth Rogen. You know what, though? Speaking of... no, I'm not going to go into it.
What?
I was going to say I saw this fucking movie that has nothing to do with aliens. Should have been in the... Seen anything.
We're out of material already. We got another 20 minutes.
It's that movie Yesterday.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah.
How was it?
Good.
Yeah?
It wasn't like... To be honest with you, when I was watching the opening credits... To be honest with you, Maury. Or to Diane, I was surprised. No, but... When I was, really I'm sitting, horse. I go to this movie.
I'm a broom.
I go to this movie with my mom and Kat, my daughter.
Yeah. Does Kat know about the Beatles?
Yes.
Cool.
She loves the Beatles.
Right on.
But she doesn't know like the scope of them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I go in the theater. I sit down in the dark theater. The credits come on. Okay. It says written and directed, or no, maybe just directed by Danny Boyle. And I'm like, oh, shit, Danny Boyle, like guy who did Trainspotting, you know, like he's a really visual director. Like he does like really good. Like, have you ever seen, 21 Hours or whatever?
No.
With James Franco and he cuts off his arm. It's like just movies like that where it's just like.
Oh, 127.
127 hours. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, 21 hours. The guy was barely down there and he cut his arm off.
You're missing 100 hours.
Yeah. He was only down there for less than a day.
Yeah, fuck. Like, wait until you run out of water. Jesus.
Exactly. God, drink your own bits.
Someone's probably coming.
Oh, boy. But movies like he's very visual. Like, he's a visually stunning, really, you know, eclectic director. And I'm like, oh, this movie's going to be fucking awesome, is what I thought, right? And I was a little underwhelming for his potential.
Right.
But I feel like it was a different avenue for him. It was a good movie. It was a good movie. It just, I had really high expectations once I saw that. And then I was like met by like, a 7 out of 8 out of 10 kind of thing.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
It's a cool concept.
It is a very cool concept. And it's for anybody out there who doesn't know, it's about a kid who he's riding his bike and he gets hit by a bus. And right at the moment that he gets hit by the bus, like all the power goes out in the whole world. And everything shuts off all at once, right as he gets hit by this bus. And it's just a coincidence, nothing to do with him getting hit or whatever. When he comes to, everybody in the world has forgotten certain things that have existed. Like one of them being Coca-Cola.
Oh.
One of them being cigarettes. And one of them being Harry Potter.
Oh, so there's other things that are
there's
missing.
A few other things. They don't tap on like everything that's been forgotten, but he's like, hey, mom, he's like a British guy. And he's like, can I get a Coke? And she's like, what? And he's like, Coca-Cola? And she's like, what? How about a Pepsi? And he's like, he's confused, right? So then the Beatles is something that people don't remember.
And he's a musician.
He's a musician because when he first wakes up, they buy him a new guitar. They're like, oh, you broke your guitar after you got hit by the bus. Blah, blah, blah. We got you a new one. So he plays Yesterday and he's like, Yesterday. And it's a really nice version of it.
Yeah.
And they're just like, wow, that was the most amazing thing. He's like, yeah, John Paul, George, and Ringo, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, who? He's like, the Beatles. They're like, what? So he Googles it and nothing comes up. Beetle comes up, right? Like a beetle, like a dung
the
beetle.
Insect.
Yeah. And then he goes on. It's just, yeah, I don't want to give it too much away, but you know. It's good. It's a cute, you know, little...
So what happened to all the Coca-Cola?
It's just gone. It's one of those movies, man.
Well,
like, what happened to it? It's gone.
There's no definitive proof that there's Coca-Cola.
Like all the Coke, that stuff that exists in the world.
Yeah.
Millions of it. Millions and trillions.
But where did it all go? Where did all the Beatles albums go?
What happened to the fucking white polar bear cans that came out in 2014?
No, I mean in the movie. Where did all that stuff go?
Exactly.
Okay.
Where did it all go? I don't know. Whatever happened. So what, every cigarette?
He traveled to a parallel universe.
No, it's just like one of those like fantasy shows, you know. It's like, oh, fuck, dude.
Just to suspend your disbelief.
Suspension.
And shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah.
I love those movies.
Don't think too hard about it, man.
That's kind of like what our podcast is. Just put it on.
Everybody shut the fuck up about it.
This moment brought to you by Canada Dry Club Soda.
Keeping America sparkly since 1982. Okay, go on about this fucking...
What?
Area 51. Movies. Love it.
Well, I couldn't think of any other ones where they go to Area 51. So I wrote down some ones that have aliens in them. Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
We've talked about that one.
Okay, well, now here's one. Men in Black.
Yeah. Like, first one was great.
The original one.
The new one is dog shit.
Did I talk about that? I saw the new one.
Did you?
I don't think we talked about it on the podcast.
You saw the brand new one with the girl?
Yeah, I went to see it with my dad.
What?
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
Disappointing.
I'll bet.
And I had low expectations.
Wow.
Again, when I was watching it, I just started looking at the props. Because they have like lots of guns in this one.
Yeah. Powerful, small,
and
guns.
They're really well made props.
Oh yeah, well they are. Yeah,
like they look really good. They're all super. They must have been such a pain in the ass. They're like super high chrome, like really shiny with blue lights, just like the first one. But they have a scene. I'm gonna spoil this. They have like kind of early on. They have a shootout with this alien force.
Yeah,
and they have their car, and they get out. And they have their sidearms, so they start shooting, and they're like, oh, this isn't cutting in the mustard. This thing's too powerful. And he starts saying, like, there's more guns in the car, and there are all these little hiding spots. And I thought the design of that whole sequence was, like, really good.
Nice.
There's all these little, like, parts and compartments in the car where he's like, pull the tailpipe. Because the car isn't a real car. It's, like, alien technology. So she, like, pulls the door handle up and, like, a compartment like slides up and it's got a bunch of guns in it. She's like, oh, and she like pulls out, and it was just like it kept going and going, and yet, like each time like he pulls off the hub cap and it becomes part of like a big Gatling gun kind of thing. I thought it was like really cool, like the design. That must have taken a long time to,
well, that's what they spent all their time on,
probably
the whole show,
probably, because a lot of it is practical, right? They're opening these bits in the car,
they're like, so we gotta get that gun, that car gun chase figured out.
Yeah, so designing all the guns to fit in with the picture car must have been a hassle. I got a little Canada
easy
Dry guy, in my
easy.
You're not allowed to touch the buttons.
Come on, man. So fucking funny. This one keeps going.
Yeah, this one's a long one. That one's staying.
Oh, come on, dude.
Okay.
The laugh track. You think those people are dead?
That sounds like a more modern...
I bet you a few of them are dead, though.
I think maybe a couple are in jail.
That, dude. Oh, yeah. Dude, definitely in jail. Like level 4 San Quentin. Okay, guy, you know what's fucked? I go down the rabbit hole on fucking jail movie or jail videos.
Well, hang on. What about? Oh, sorry. You're going to talk about a jail video?
No.
I was just going to talk more about aliens.
Yeah, no. Don't get me going on jail, YouTube jail stuff, prison stuff.
You know, there's a podcast that prisoners do.
Yeah.
Do you listen to it?
I listen to a bunch of them.
Were you the one that told me about it?
Probably. Sean Atwood?
I don't know.
There's this new guy that I listen to, Wes Watson. Oh, my God.
Since we've started making our own podcast, I haven't listened to many podcasts.
See, I do listen to them.
I used to listen to them all the time.
There's so many.
There's so many. That's why no one knows about ours.
Clayton, we are just a
drop. We're just buried under an avalanche.
We're a grain of sand on fucking on Long Beach, Tofino.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
But you know what?
There's a lot of sand in Long Beach.
Welcome home, everybody. Welcome home. Okay?
Welcome to the party.
Yeah, exactly. If people want to hear some bullshit, go and listen to something else. If you want to hear the real deal steal, listen to the props cast.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We also have a little bit of bullshit just to keep it fresh.
Exactly.
So you can get a good variety here.
Exactly.
Mars Attacks.
You know what?
Oh, Tim Burton. Did you ever see that one?
I have a confession to make.
You ever seen
Never
that
Never seen it.
I wonder if
it holds, I don't know why.
I wonder if it holds up. Because it when it came out, I think a lot of people didn't understand it. But it's a romp. Like it's a, yeah, it's a satire farce. Of the 50s B movie.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it is how many celebrities were in it.
All right. I've seen clips like, of it enough.
I can't even list. Jack Nicholson plays two people. Danny DeVito, Glenn Close, Martin Short, Michael J. Fox, Sarah Jessica Parker. Jack Black is in it before what? He was like big.
Famous, yeah.
I know I'm forgetting people. Tom Jones is in it.
William Hurt.
Is he in it?
No,
I don't know. Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan.
I mean, for the mid-90s.
Robert Downey Jr.?
I don't think he's in it.
I'm just naming people.
For the mid-90s, it was a who's who of celebrities.
Fair enough. I feel like I have been to enough people's houses where it was playing. Have I sat down and watched it? No.
I mean, is it a cinematic masterpiece? No.
Tim Burton did it?
Tim Burton did it. I think it was...
Did you see Dumbo?
96? No. The new one?
Yikes, dude.
That wasn't Tim Burton, was it?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yes, it was.
Come on.
Dude, Tim Burton, man.
So they're just going to do a live action of every animated thing?
Disney? I believe they are. There's a whole bunch of reboots coming out, man.
Like Aladdin and Lion King both like, came out this
they're,
year.
Okay, guess what?
And it's only August.
They're rebooting movies. Like, guess what they're rebooting right now?
I don't
know. Night at the Museum.
Like, it's like they're it just. Over?
Yeah,
didn't like they just do the last one.
This is what I'm saying. It's like they're just taking movies from like 2 years ago. They're like, we're rebooting The Hunger Games. We're rebooting Harry Potter. We're gonna reboot Lord of the Rings. We're gonna reboot. It's like everything is just gonna be done over and over and over again.
I heard that the Lord of the Rings thing is not gonna be. It's not the original story. It's all the little stories in between.
It's the story
because. Tolkien wrote all these other like backstory bits and like when the characters aren't in the books in the main story, it's like what they're doing at the other.
What?
Like what the characters do off camera.
Off camera?
Like.
Oh, so like when you're watching Sam and Frodo fight the fucking Witch King.
Yeah. Like there's all these side adventures happening that aren't, they're not in the main story. Because there's so many characters, right? That's what the new Lord of the Rings is supposed to be. But I don't have that on any authoritative.
You know what would be cool so is if
TMZ or IGN is listening, just don't just put it to bed.
Just put it to bed. Man.
Why was The Hobbit three movies,
dude? Why was Lord of the Rings one movie?
You know, it was six books, hey?
Guy,
it's a lot. I read them all.
We need to
nerd points.
We need to watch. Do you know they need to reboot? You know what we need
Gilligan's
to reboot?
Island.
Scarface.
No, we don't need to reboot.
Yeah,
no,
we do.
We don't.
You know what we need to reboot? Goodfellas.
Who would be... You know okay, who reboot? Would play...
The Departed. You know what we need to reboot?
Stranger Things Season 3.
We need to reboot? Beretta. You know what we need to reboot? Beretta. Fucking... Who was the guy who fucking killed his wife? No, there that was Beretta.
That was Beretta. No, the other guy, Death Wish. Death Wish.
I don't know that one.
Dude, we need to reboot all those 90s, 80s fucking action movies, man.
Who would play Tony Montana?
Oscar reboot? Isaac.
Oh,
so
of course.
Easy.
Of course. Oh, my God. No, like, but seriously.
Yeah.
And totally.
Or like, who would
I like
play,
him.
Who would play the guys? I like him, too. I mean, the new Star Wars role. It's
okay.
Like, what does that guy do in it?
Oh, he's the pilot.
Yeah, but what does he do?
What do any of them do? I don't like them.
Sneak around too much.
Sneaking.
Here's what
sneaking?
You need to do. If you're going to reboot
I'm
things,
sneaking.
Don't let them sneak.
Too many sneakings. Here's Contact. Did you ever see Contact?
Oh,
think I saw it in the theater in like 1997. I did too. And I haven't thought about it until from that day until right now. I honest to God, nothing has been dropped from my memory. I know I just some post concussion, but nothing like I haven't thought about that movie. Matthew McConaughey and Jodie Foster, right?
Yeah.
And she drops through the fucking thing and like goes to see her dad in the cosmos. And
shit. But it's not her dad. It's the aliens in the form of her dad.
Yeah, right. But she never like went like in real life outside of her consciousness that she just dropped through and it just hit the water.
Yeah.
Nobody believed her.
But then at the end, they're like, the video footage is just static, but there's 8 hours of it. Boom, boom, boom. Oh.
You're really good at remembering the color.
I know. I don't know what that one is. I want to push it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crickets.
Ew, they're like too realistic.
They're not very good crickets.
Are you sure? That's kind of how crickets actually sound when you're up close to them. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you would know.
They got like some fucking meat to their bones.
Did you run around collecting crickets in Alberta?
Sure, I did.
Oh, okay. That answers that. How about? Oh, here's one. Arrival.
Oh.
You and I went to see that together, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we should save this one talk about on another day.
Yeah. But let's just put it on the record. We both saw it and we both loved it.
Yeah. So good, dude.
I have lots of questions.
Underrated movie.
Yeah. Really? It just sort of like got swept under the rug.
Well, people liked it, but I just feel like it.
Here's so good. Here's the thing.
Amy
it's one
Adams
of those.
Is fucking
Amy
good actress,
Adams is
man.
The. Is great. Really, and you know what? That's one of the first movies that I saw with Jeremy Renner when I actually liked him. Because I've seen him in things and I'm like, meh. Like he's
is
in
his last name? Renner.
Oh, it's not Remner?
No, I think it's Renner.
Well, anyway.
But yeah, he's
you know
good.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, I like
him. I've seen, like he's in the new Mission Impossible movies, but I'm like, meh, he's okay. But this one I was like, oh, he's good.
You know what he's really good in?
Wind River.
Yes, that, but also The Town.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, fuck. He plays the...
Wait, The Town.
Kind of loose cannon buddy of Ben Affleck in it.
I have seen that.
It's Town. That's a good movie.
Yeah,
it's
I like it.
A good movie.
I don't remember him in it.
He's like the buddy. Remember? He's like, he has a tattoo on the back of his neck and he wants to hide it like because that's the only thing that connects them to that witness that Ben Affleck is dating.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to watch that movie again.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's a good movie.
Hmm.
But yeah, Jeremy Renner... Arrival.
Yeah.
Aliens.
That movie was, because it's non-linear, it's one of those movies that you have to pay attention to. I think a lot of people didn't like it because of that.
That director, man, that guy.
Who is that?
Oh, fucking, he's French-Canadian. Look him up. Denis something something. He's the same guy who did he not do the new Blade Runner?
Oh, did he?
Talented guy. Yeah.
Did you see that?
It's the same thing with that Jean-Marc Vallée. He did Wild and he does that new series, Big Little Lies.
I'm having a hard time remembering directors' names. Yeah, you're.
Have you seen Wild?
Wild. Is that the one
Denis
with
Villeneuve? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Reese Witherspoon where she goes on the hike?
Yeah.
I remember you talking about that when
good
you
movie,
saw that.
Good movie, man. Good movie.
Denis, yeah,
not
he did
a lot
do,
of aliens in it.
He did do the new Blade Runner and he did the Sicario movie.
Dude, the guy's a fucking talented director. What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all those movies are like...
I want to ask our special upcoming guest, what's the scoop with that guy?
If that guest ever gets to come on.
He will.
It's so hard to book people on the show, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Due to schedules and people being shy.
Well, that and like me and you got schedules too.
We're kind of intimidating though, you and I. We're hard-hitting reporters, right? Journalistic integrity. Yeah. Plus, like we revealed 2 episodes ago, you have to bring your taxes and say who you voted for.
Yeah. And as you should. Because if you vote fucking conservative, you can
get
fuck off.
Out of here.
Get out of my life forever. At least vote NDP ahead of that bullshit. No, I'm kidding. Fuck. I love conservatives.
District 9 was the only other movie I scribbled down.
Dude, District 9 was so good, man.
I liked it.
That guy kind of fell off the map too. Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah, he was so promising.
Well, I think it's because...
Was he a Kiwi?
No, man. Isn't he from here?
Is he?
I think he was born in South Africa. This is about...
Oh,
Then lived in Vancouver, I believe, for a while.
Okay.
And then moved back to South. I don't know, man. I don't know. A cinephile? What am I, some sort of an asshole?
I thought you were going to hate these buttons. You love
them. Why would I hate them?
I don't know, because they're hacky.
Yeah, but, dude, we're not doing it. We're doing it all in jest. I don't know if it worked for that. That works. That can be the after most things I say.
The womp womp?
Most stories.
I just hope that these are royalty free. I'm just assuming they are if they came with the...
Yeah, dude, of course. They're public domain.
I mean, it's not the...
No.
The Price is Right.
Yeah, apparently. Thing. You know what's funny? Apparently that microphone that Bob Barker used, apparently that's trademarked.
That microphone?
Yeah.
Why did they make it special?
They made it for him, and if there's anything that looks of the like, or,
really?
Yeah, you can't use it. You know who told me that fucking story? Who? Actually, and I'm not joking.
Who?
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, really?
That's a real fucking story. Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder if he tried to spoof it one time.
Well, he did on Van Wilder.
Oh.
He tried to do something, and they were like, "We can't," because fucking blah blah blah. Bob there you Barker. Go.
The weirdest things are trademarked. Yeah, someone told me that the Tiffany's blue, you know, Tiffany's
color?
That color can't be used in any kind of context of jewelry. Yeah.
Wow.
Like you can't even, like that real distinct teal blue.
You ever been to Tiffany's?
I have.
Can you believe the prices?
I mean, yes.
Come on.
That's the wrong one. Which one are you going for?
I don't know. It's just not that one.
Oh, that's a new one.
That's a nice tip.
That's alright. That's gonna be our flashback. What was the episode?
I love these.
What was the episode where we talked about conspiracy theories? Let me just think.
I believe it was episode.
Hi, this is the Jordy of the old episode.
And I'm Clinton, and we are the props guy.
No guy. Come on.
Actually, Paul Gross and a Mountie in your form is incorrect. Okay.
Sorry.
I think we've already
overdone it. Oh, God. I'll have to delete
them. Buttons, man. We might have to get
Well, it's because they're big and they're glowing with different colors. They're so enticing to push.
Can you just post, you'll post a shot of those goddamn buttons.
Okay, let me take a picture of it right now with the PropsCast mug next to it.
Because, man,
I know. It's like we're mosquitoes.
Totally. I'm a big, gross moth, though, myself.
You're like that. Have you seen that moth meme?
No.
I'll send it to you later.
I love it.
It's hilarious.
Memes. Can you?
It's a photo of a big-ass moth, but with the flash on, and its eyes are glowing.
Oh.
And
like,
people,
for real?
Yeah.
Oh.
And people have, like, it's super zoomed in, but people have turned it into this meme. I'll post that as well.
Gross.
It's really funny.
Moths are freaky, though.
Moths are freaky.
You know why? Because when you squish them, they're like whipped cream or something.
It's too bad. I know we've had Ellie and Ian on for two consecutive episodes, but Ellie has a great story about a moth.
A moth story?
Yeah, the first time I worked with her, there was a big moth in her shop.
Dude.
Like, I couldn't believe how big it was.
Did I tell you about the dock spiders in Ontario?
Yes, you did. Gross.
Oh, get lost. What's the time? We've already done it too much, man. We've done it too much. People are going to be like, you guys should have done 20% less buttons. Just 20%.
Well, if you don't like the sound effects, write us an email. Yeah, thepropscast@gmail.com. Or suggest some sound effects, because I can load these with anything we want. There's eight slots.
All sound effects. All emails are subject to sound effects, just so you know.
Oh, it's like we're going to apply a sound effect to the email?
Yeah, so if we read it and it's kind of crappy, we're going to hit the button.
It'll be that one.
And if it's good, we'll hit a good button.
All right, see what you get.
Yeah,
you might get this one.
Ooh. God, dude. That makes it's fun.
Yeah, too much fun. Oh my God, we're almost out of time.
Are we?
Okay, do you have anything to say to wrap up our alien episode?
Area 51 episode.
Pretty lame.
All I want to say is
if you're going to Nevada, bring sunscreen.
No, don't.
And a Kevlar vest.
Don't do it. Don't go.
And make sure your insurance policies and everything are like signed and up to date.
And you're going to get, what if you get a felony and you end up in a high level security prison?
Yeah. I mean, if I was going, I would rather get shot in the head than get arrested.
Do you know what they'll do to you if you go in there and you tell all the other prisoners that you went to the Area 51? They're going to be like, oh, neat.
Oh, neat.
See you tomorrow.
I've murdered six people and I pled guilty.
Dude, it's not fun, man.
Yep.
That's so all I have to say to everybody.
There you go.
Stay safe. I'm a robot. I can put my arm back on.
You can't. Play safe.
Play safe.
Gotta love that.
What was that guy's name? Astar. Astar.
I don't remember.
He was an alien.
No, he was a robot.
Wow, from an alien
planet. I thought it was
planet.
A she.
No, it was a guy. I mean, it was probably a non-gender specific.
Right, a they.
Alien of the time.
No, it was a
which
robot.
Was quite progressive for
it was
those
a robot,
days.
Not an alien.
That's what I'm saying. A non-gender robot.
You said alien.
I meant
you
robot.
You do believe in aliens.
That's what I say to you. Oh, we've gone way too far with the buttons.
Crickets.
They don't stop either.
See, I thought it would be me pushing the buttons and you telling me to stop, and it's kind of the other way around. You keep reaching, long-arming over here and smashing the buttons. It's very funny. I'm glad that you like it.
Oh, man. I don't know how this is going to turn out, though.
All right. Well, no, I think it's great.
It would still be funny if those button sounds, if those samples didn't
record. If they didn't go through. I know they are because I can see them on the waveform.
Oh, okay, good.
But
good.
It would be really funny
It'd
to
be
like
hilarious.
Re-edit the episode.
I feel
with
like
just
we
silence.
Sound better, too. I feel like this mixer makes us sound better.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. Huh. There's all sorts of stuff. I have to fiddle with it, but it just arrived today. Like, it's been on the table for maybe 5 hours.
It smells like a new mixer.
It smells really good.
It's off-gassing right now. It will be for another few weeks.
Yeah, it's still inflating.
You'll get used to it. Yeah, exactly.
It came in like a regular-sized envelope, and then I opened it, and it was vacuum-sealed, and it just like expanded. Yeah.
He just added a couple drops of water.
Yes, exactly. Technology these days.
Dude, today on the show... like that I'm doing, it's about Mars, people going to Mars. I can probably say that without getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Like in real life, people going to Mars, right? So we got these freeze-dried ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're so good. They're so good.
Why didn't you bring me one?
They're Neapolitan flavor. Well, we only had a few or a couple.
Fine.
Or one. So we each split it.
Oh, you know what? I have a link.
I'll get more, though.
I have a link for you
Do
about
you?
That. Yeah.
Is it about freeze-dried ice cream sandwiches?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
I found some Russian ones.
Oh.
That you should check out.
Interesting.
Yeah, they look really cool. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to Dan for the music, Amanda
for the graphics
and the artwork, and thanks to all of you for listening. If you want to write us an email, please do. thepropscast@gmail.com, and you can follow us on Instagram @thepropscast. Get away from those buttons, you lunatic.
No, I was just checking out this pencil.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure, sure.
Grimes.
And also, one other thing. If you really want to help us, I hate when people say this, but I'm going to say it. I'm just going to throw it out there. If you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, take a minute, rate our show, and review it, because it could put us on a list, on a top 200 list.
Oh, really?
And then we'll get a lot more exposure that way.
Yeah.
We've already had a lot of people have rated us, and it's all been 5 stars.
Oh, good.
And even if you want to give us 4 stars, we're okay with that. Yeah. But if you just take a second to do that for us, we'll love you forever. And you can write us an email, and we'll shout out personally to you in the next episode. So thanks, everybody, for listening.
And if anybody out there wants to be on the show, send us an email.
Yeah, send us an email. Also, we have applications for a full-time internship, which is fact-checking, sound effects.
Sample button hitting.
Bringing us club sodas. So apply within.
Yep.
Hey, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This is the Propscast. Bye.
Bye.
My name may be Louis Jourdan, but my favorite bottled water doesn't come from France. My choice is your very own Canada Dry Club Soda, Canada's #1 carbonated water. I have tried bottled waters all over the world, but I prefer the clean, crisp taste of Canada Dry. It is, how shall I put it, like your country. It sparkles. Canada, I toast your sparkle.
Canada sparkles with Canada Dry.